Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the deep left field, this thing is crushed. It's at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone. Raffy, an opposite field homer off of Bayo, and it is 3-0 Giants.
We just, we made a pitch, hit out of the ballpark. You know, that's part of it.
I know the type of player I am. I don't have to change anything. I have the power to all fields. So there is nothing that I'm going to need to change here.
WEEI Afternoons, Island Andy Hart back from vacation, although I left 87-degree weather to come to 97-degree weather. What the hell is going on out here, Fitzy?
Look what happened while you were gone. Do you have any idea what happened?
What'd I miss?
Oh, nothing.
Same old, same old.
Just like
Devers won't play first. Yeah. Oh, wait. What? Being told Devers is no longer on the Red Sox?
Rafael Devers still refuses to do post-game interviews for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But now it's because he plays for the San Francisco Giants.
I noticed. And he's got to change nothing. That's a guy that doesn't have a mirror in his house.
Jerks with knees, like me.
You don't think you need to change anything, Raffy? I think you got to change some baseball things, some personality things, some leadership things, some whole lot of things.
So just when the sports world starts to enter what we believe to be a very dormant phase, obviously, yeah, okay, there's the NBA draft coming up this week, and, oh, Mason Lorai was re-signed by the Bruins. This is really kind of
We're doing like 45 minutes on that?
It's the entire...
Why don't you do that at 6? 6 to 6:45.
I was going to say,
that's
going to be the 11 o'clock hour on the show today. it's a relatively inactive period of time until training camp kicks up, all-star break, deadline, et cetera. All of a sudden, you leave, and the sports world around here just went bananas.
Yeah, and I have the douchiest response ever if people say, do you remember where you were when the news of the Raffy Devers trade took place? Yeah, St. Lucia. I was just hanging out in St. Lucia. It's kind of what I do.
Getting a massage under a palm tree? Why, where were you, bro?
Yeah, where were you? Sitting in your lawn chair in your backyard burning
A real host would have came back.
I thought about it. I was going to get on that plane.
Comrex. Would have found out what St. Lucia, broadcast heaven, I've heard, by the way.
Could have been the biggest story of the year.
Yeah.
Should have been. Well, the good news is I'm back. We can talk about it now because I have lots of thoughts. As we like to say on the three-point stance, I have lots of thoughts. You know, I was reading my timeline. Good news is I had good cellular so I could read on the beach, the breezy beach that was. And yes, I was in St. Lucia. I burn, so I don't get super tan. I'm not a tanner. I was using 30 SPF like 3 times a day to make sure I didn't burn.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEI, the Boston Massacre. Dude doesn't even look tan. He's got more color than usual. Just because you didn't come back like brown as a baked bean doesn't mean you don't look indigenous. You just look like you were in the sun.
I got some sun, responsibly so, and I will tell you know how they like to tell you, the Arizona sun is different or the Mexico sun is different?
Oh, they are.
St. Lucia sun hits different. I was lying in a hammock.
You know what you are? You're closer to the equator.
No, I know. Yeah. And I was lying in a hammock over the water. They had them in telephone poles in the water. Brag.
Let other people yell brag.
Should we just play brag constantly as I recap the various aspects of my vacation?
WBRG, Andy Hart.
Let's just imply the whole first hour is going to be one running brag.
But I was laying in the hammock with a drink in hand, and my son was in another one, and it felt like I was chicken nuggets under the heat lamp at a buffet. All of a sudden, it was like somebody turned the dial. I had my eyes closed, and I was like, I just opened and I got up and walked back to the little...
Like the last breakfast sandwich in the hospital
and my
cafeteria.
Son goes, I knew you'd get up. I felt that too. It literally felt like somebody turned the sun up. It's, yeah, crazy sun. So that's why I don't get burned and have a crazy tan. Because yeah, and also, the $10 shake is also accurate. I don't really need skin cancer later in life.
Sun in the
Speaking
Caribbean,
of which, what the hell happened to you?
What's that? Wait. This? Oh, you should have seen last week.
Should have seen the other guy. I mean, I knew Ted would get annoyed with you, but he beat the snot out of you and left blood?
Yeah.
We told you, Nick, no means no.
Jeez. I know. Well, listen, you get on the wrong side of Mrs. Fitzy, I'm telling you.
Looks like she slapped you around a little bit.
Yeah, we played Ike and Tina for a few minutes. And
I don't think that's okay.
What?
Too soon.
No, Tina won this time.
But the Boston Red Sox, I believe they were the topic du jour while I was gone for good and bad and all in between.
A very impassioned week. I got to say, the phone lines were lit the majority of the time. Fans were either super pleased or super angry, so they mirrored pretty much the emotional response of this show in the collective. It was a robust week of sports dialogue, to say for sure. And I have to say, now coming out of this particular weekend, the first time the Red Sox don't win a series in 2 weeks' time, I mean, because the vibes were immaculate. You're on vacation. We're getting ready for the week. It's Father's Day. They sweep the Yankees. Those are none of the topics of the entire past week. None of that was part of the sports zeitgeist. It was all Raffy, Raffy, Raffy. And yes, we will all sort of remember where were we when that first friend texted us like, bro, dude, et cetera. Devers to the Giants, WTF. The return was lousy. The need was great.
The return was great because he's gone.
See, that's how I felt.
Gone. Good riddance. People, you lazy SOB.
You didn't get enough for him. You got to trade
a talent
like that.
You got bodies and you got rid of cash.
Right. And you can still acquire players. And as the Red Sox continue to play like this, coming off a weekend where the offense and also the defense come up a little bit short. Yeah, okay, it's the first series they don't win in over 2 weeks' time. And there are still many
against
needs
Devers.
On this team, Andy. But it's against Devers. And I got to tell you, I swear, the thing that pissed me off the most, the thing that I found the most infuriating, now all of a sudden we're doing post-game interviews?
Oh, yeah. No, he is.
When's he going to start doing them in English?
I know he... Oh, that'll happen. That'll absolutely happen.
Door hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's Craig Breslow chiming in, apparently.
Oh, Breslow Bot's a new part of the show.
Love him.
We replaced you with Breslow.
That's actually the guy that does the interviews when they're hiring people. That voice right there. Dude, runs it.
His English, I guarantee you, will be immaculate.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years with this organization?
Like that's a whole. There's so many offshoots to this story. Like there's the main story.
Yeah,
great player, $300 million contract, whatever you want to think of him, traded. So there's the wow factor there. Because I said to my son when we were on the beach, I said, "This it's baseball, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little Luka-esque. Like even though all this crap was happening,
Luka didn't ask to be.
No
traded.
One thought he was going to be traded.
No,
we talked about it. Remember we talked about it at the time when John Henry flew to Kansas City. I said. Mm-hmm. Could he be kind of weighing where this goes? And obviously, if you're going to trade him, he has to sign off on it. Could that be an aspect of this?
Every option had to be on the table if the owner flies to Kansas City before a weekend series.
And you find out, and that's the tease that I had in the crossover with the boys from Jones and Keefe, because when I was listening in on the drive-in, they asked the question, who looks best or who looks good in this whole divorce of Devers, the Red Sox? Is it Breslow, Cora, Devers, John Henry? I think it's John Henry, because I think...
Looks good?
I think he looks great. I think want to tell me he doesn't care about his baseball team.
No, he does.
He flew to Kansas City, had breakfast eye to eye with his highest paid player, who's been nothing but a pain in his ass, in my opinion, since he signed him to the deal.
Let's go ahead and guess what that was. It was probably like 4 pancakes, 2 eggs, hash browns.
A.K.A. Andy's breakfast on the resort. Multiple plates, baby. Mama Mia's station was pumping out the Eggs Benedict.
John Henry. What do you think? Maybe like a non-fat Greek yogurt parfait?
Oh, yeah, boring. Yeah. Parfait, definitely.
Maybe muesli.
Lame. No meat.
Keep
no.
the old man bowels moving.
No.
I'll
no.
just have a water.
Yeah. I'm a cleanse.
Is this lemon fresh squeezed into the water?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because he's looking to get $300 million off the books.
No, he's looking to get a dink off his books. And this trade, Steve Buckley had a story in The Athletic today that I agree with. Like, they were ready to move on from Devers. This trade is going to be... analyzed in perpetuity. There is a lot of layers
as a counterpunch to baseball's foolishness to give out double-digit year contracts.
Well, not just that, but the return, which is the guys you got in the return,
who got
but also
this weekend in Worcester.
Where does the money go? Because if they sign Kyle Tucker in the offseason with the slot from Devers,
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to be much more on board with this trade.
That was one of Dan Ball's excellent three-point takes last week as he filled in for you on the 3 p.m. shift.
This is a Belichickian trade.
You can't judge it yet.
Well, what did he get from those? Well, he traded the fourth for 2/3, and then he traded the third for 2/3. And did you know that he got Julian Edelman as a compensatory pick?
Like, this will be measured in various ways for a while, but I don't need that. I'm happy. I'm honestly happy. And again, to, as you like to say, cross sports, this made me think of a couple Patriots moves, most notably Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins, yeah.
When you trade him and Devin McCourty, a leader on the defense, goes, I don't know how you get better by trading your best player.
Funny thing is they actually won the Super Bowl that year.
You can.
Yeah.
Because as Scott Pioli used to beat into our heads, there's collecting talent and there's building a team. And those aren't always the same thing. Devers is a talent. Is he a good teammate?
No.
Have you heard anyone lament the loss of Devers?
Actually, one person, Pedro Martinez. Have you heard his
audio? Which is weird. I did, and I didn't get it.
See,
did he not get the memo that he's not on the Red Sox anymore? It's like he forgot to check in with
the email system. But here's the crazy thing. Here's the crazy thing, Andy. There's all this audio, and I still think it bears revisiting as well, just so you can weigh in on it. But, you know, also kind of still it's confounding that we have legendary Red Sox not at war, but in a spat with each other over the Devers situation. David Ortiz, who obviously is still on the payroll, and he is Mr. Red Sox PR, coming out and defending the move so vehemently, and also then literally holding the receipts up in an IG post showing his phone where he has all these texts to Devers and doesn't get returned. But then you have Manny Ramirez and Pedro vehemently defending Devers, saying, if you are calling Rafael Devers a bad teammate, you are a liar.
Yeah, see, so the Manny I moved to the side because I just think Manny is Manny. No offense to him. I don't take anything he says seriously.
For all the fertility hormones he took to hit baseballs forever?
There's a lot there with Manny. Manny being Manny is still a thing, so I'll let Manny be Manny.
But what about Raffy being Raffy?
Well, no. Raffy being Raffy is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And if Raffy were being Raffy leading the team, and I mean that in a sense on and off the field.
Not just in a statistical category.
Leading the team to success. Raffy has been the tent pole of the Boston Red Sox for years now. What have they accomplished? He is the mainstay of the Boston Red Sox. What have they accomplished?
More days in last place.
Yeah, we got to get to Sam Kennedy, too, because he did the Belichickian. Last 24 years, I'll put our record up with it. Oh, God, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Even Bill Belichick learned you don't say the last 25 years. It's not a good answer.
Your word of the week is alignment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's carried on. That was last week's word of the week.
And
it's
we're not talking about a car where you go get the wheels aligned.
No.
This is your GM and president and those guys talking about alignment.
Alex Cora, who was on last week at Tuesday at 5:30. He'll once again join us Tuesday at 5:30 this week on Afternoons. Cora used it within the first minute.
Do they do that? Do they say, hey, talking points today, use the word alignment. We were out of alignment. I don't think I'd be good in that role because I would be like, no, I'm not using your stupid word. I'm a human being. I want to use my own word.
That's the difference between you and Breslow, by the way. You are a human being.
I think there's a lot of differences between me and Breslow, and one of them, one similarity maybe is
very meek.
So Breslow gets the job. Have we talked about the fact that no one else wanted the job and maybe you got what you deserved?
Now this begs me to ask a question, crossing sports. Is Craig Breslow the Alex Van Pelt?
That's where I was going, baby.
No way.
No one wanted the job. And then you finally gave it to this guy and you're surprised that it didn't really work out. Wasn't really the best guy for the job. And then you find out the quirks of his personality. I will say I'll defend him on one point. If I'm on a Zoom with subordinates and somebody calls me a bleeping stiff, there's a chance I'm firing that person.
Yeah, they're probably not long for the company.
Because that's what I like about John Henry. There was a vindictiveness to this. Cutting off your nose to spite your face. My baseball team's worse. That guy's a dink. I don't want him on my team. We'll get past this moving forward. And Breslow, the same thing. That guy might be decent at his job, but I run the show around here,
but Andy,
and I need to show somebody that I do run the show. That's the most human thing he did was fire that jackass who got caught on a live Zoom.
Yeah.
Don't say that on the Zoom, dummy. And it was in the story, whichever story, and I read all the Passan and this and that.
Passan was very good, by the way.
Kind of said a joke led to that's not really a joke. You called your boss an effing stiff in front of his face. Where's the joke in that?
That's our job.
Yeah, right,
by the way, stiff is that's the kind of Donald Trump famously called Jeb Bush in the debate a stiff, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, this guy does suck. And he was done.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
Stiff is not a...
No, but my dad used to always love just be like, this quarterback, why did I gamble on this guy? This guy's an effing stiff.
Like, maybe if he had said, maybe they should reboot the robot for next Zoom, or he seemed like he was... Something there. Like, that might be a joke you could
use
play
a firmware
off.
Update.
Right, personality-wise. You called the guy an effing stiff to his face, and he's your boss.
But Andy, he is kind of a stiff.
Oh, he is an effing stiff. Oh, yeah, there's a truth in every joke, even the ones that aren't really jokes.
Okay,
so you should be fired for that?
You wouldn't fire a subordinate who called you an effing stiff to your face?
I mean, not necessarily. You guys seem to be letting this organization off the hook like an awful lot.
No, they have issues. They're a dumpster fire. They are just in that passing interview
alone. I can't count the amount of quotes, and there were plenty that basically said like the dysfunction of this organization has been brewing for a long time.
But it's also
the culprit for a lot of these problems.
But you can't blame all that on Breslow. You can't blame that on.
Oh no, I don't blame it.
There's
all
different
on one
regimes
person.
Here. But,
he didn't come out looking great in that interview either. Hiring this new sportsology. Whatever,
he's got a little Gerard
people,
Mayo to him.
Icing out all veteran people in the office.
But like, that's what they wanted. They hired a quant. You hired a quantitative analytics type guy. Don't be surprised that he ices out some of the baseball guys.
He's one of the baseball Bobs.
Right.
He comes in and just says, what would you say you do here?
Right. So like that's also a normal transition of leadership in almost any organization, right? People bring in their own people.
He's part of
They hired the CEO from Netflix to now run, Hertz Rent-A-Car, and he's going to bring some Netflix employees with him to be
he's
the
part
COO.
Of, what did we call him last week? DOEF, Department of Fenway Efficiency. Like, that's literally what he's coming in and doing.
Yeah.
And then also helping build the team. And Stiz, he deserves a massive sum of the blame. We also played the blame game. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. My main culprit still, though, even though you're proud of the work John Henry did or at least initiating the trade.
He seems human.
At the same time,
threw him the bird and he threw the player.
But this is John Henry's fault.
Why is it John Henry's fault? Because he reacted to the Bogarts thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he kowtowed to the negative fan favor and said, fine. All right, well, we blew the Mookie trade, and now we lost Bogarts. Just let them eat cake. Give them what they want, and sign somebody who said he wouldn't play ball and wasn't going to give the team any sort of hometown discount. He gave him a bloated contract to a bloated player, and now he finally was able to get rid of it with his bloated attitude.
Right, he took a cleanse. He cleansed the organization. He did a 72-hour water cleanse.
He started.
Okay.
It's more of a fast.
I drank all those drinks, and now if I cleanse, I'm trying to make up for the bad decisions I made in St. Lucia.
And you're doing it with the Wagon 180 weight loss.
Were they really that bad,
though? Wait till I tell Ted tomorrow that I'm pretty sure I didn't gain a single pound.
You might want to leave that out at least.
Hey, Ted, are you listening? Not a single pound, baby.
Hey, but the thing that I want to mention, and I heard Curtis bring this up first, so I'll give him the credit. If Rafi made less money, he would still be here.
Okay.
Do you believe that, Andy?
And if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Okay, so that's
how is that relevant to this conversation? This is a Christian Arcand argument.
If he was a free agent, he's not a free agent.
He doesn't make money off the books.
No. If he made less
Rafi
money,
ate their lunch for them.
I'd expect less out of him. He's the leader, highest paid player of the Boston Red Sox. With great power comes great responsibility. Everybody knows that. So you make $30+ million a year. I expect you to be the face, the voice, the leader, the hitter, the everything. You set the tone. It's what Tom Brady did with Rodney Harrison.
But not everybody is a leader like Tom Brady. And I think Rafi himself
even said,
Rafi
is the worst leader
like,
I've ever seen in my
but
life.
But I think he said himself,
he
like,
do well?
I don't want to be a leader.
What does he do well other than hit a baseball?
Complain.
Hits a baseball pretty well, though.
Pretty well. Not great. Not great. Not great.
No great.
Do you think he's great? Because I don't think he's great if you look at his numbers. How many 50 home run seasons does he have?
Zero.
How many 40 home run seasons does he have?
I believe it's also zero.
It is also zero. I think he's only got 330. He's a very good hitter.
And
he's
drive into deep left field. This thing is crushed. It's at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone.
Okay, could you cue
up? I wish we had someone like that on our team.
Could you cue up Aroldis Chapman sending his fat ass back to the bench the
that
night
was
earlier?
Great.
Could you cue that up? Do you have audio of that?
Boy, wasn't that...
My
that
computer's was not working.
Funny how you cherry-picked
your home
run. Oh, that
button's not working, Stiz?
Funny how you cherry-picked
that.
That
was a nasty strike.
Also, I'd like you to project six or 7 years down the road when this not hardworking, not a leader, out of shape guy is still making $30-something million a year, and you tell me how you feel about that. The best thing the Boston Red Sox have done in a long time is ship his ass out of town. That is the best thing they've done. This is better than St. Bregman. This is a St. Bregman-like deal to trade his ass. He was an albatross around this organization's neck. They're a last-place baseball team with him being their star. That's a fact.
So why are people complaining? If that's your stance on the trade, why are Red Sox fans complaining?
Because it's part and parcel with the way they've done business for a long time, and people are afraid of seeing one superstar after another shipped out of town for financial regulation.
No, there's a pattern here?
No, it's simpler than that. He's your best player. He's your most entertaining player. He's your best hitter. And Fitzy, you know this. I want to be entertained. Mm-hmm. The Andy the Andy that tunes in at 10:15 tonight, whenever the start is out in Anaheim, that Andy is a little disappointed for the short-term time being of that actual, because he knows the two-hitter in the middle of the lineup. That's what Breslow says. He says the two hitters in the middle of the lineup. I don't know how that works, but ask the computer.
You know, the new dialogue is now there's no top of the order, middle of the order, and bottom of the order. They just have a lineup.
Is this Joe frickin' what's his name? Madden? No. What was his name? The old
John Madden.
John? No.
No, Joe Madden. That was the old Rays manager.
Yeah, the wine drinking guy who ruined baseball in Tampa Bay.
Blame La Russa first.
But that's why you'd argue, and I do think Fitzy's right. They didn't just trade Devers. They traded Devers, lost Bogarts, traded Betts, traded Lester, like they all get clumped to Sale. They all get clumped together into one.
Boy, do I hate that John Lester deal.
It's fair to do that in a sense, but if you separate them, this is a good deal for the future of the Boston Red Sox. I firmly believe that. I'm not playing like radio host. This was my, like, his, right. I think I tweeted it at the time. I forgot what it was. When I saw the news, it was like his overrated, fat, bloated, no working, bad teammate ass.
No, that's
is not
a
our
text
problem.
That you sent directly to us.
Yep. Well, could have been a tweet if I had wanted it to be a tweet anyway.
How much better, by the way, do you feel staying off social media for over a week?
It was great.
Isn't it the best? Stop arguing with people on social media. It's good for you.
I was arguing with people in person because St. Lucians got a little edge to them. They're a little snarky group.
Oh, wait. It's them?
Oh, yeah. It's a them problem.
Oh, it's a them. Definitely not a you problem.
You people.
Yeah.
No, I actually
You know what?
Them.
You people.
They were like New Yorkers,
sir,
but
do you want
nicer.
The drink or not?
They were like New Yorkers, but nicer.
I told you,
like,
it's a developing nation with personality. It's thriving.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Oh, I would highly recommend anybody looking for a vacation, and if you're worried about a little seaweed like Stiz is, if you're a pansy and can't walk 10 feet through seaweed to get
gross.
To the clear water, go to the west side of the island.
I will stay on the sand.
By the way, did you just hear that? You could call a pansy.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know when you go to a beach and there's like 15 feet of seaweed that you have to get?
I have a place on Cape Cod.
Yeah, no,
I'm
all set with that.
It is a brag.
I'm Team Stiz on this, by the way. It's gross.
I'll stay out of the
then
water.
Then go on the Bayside. The water's colder, but there's no seaweed.
In St. Lucia, it's the west side. Comes off the Atlantic Ocean. You just go to the west side with your Caribbean Sea, and you clean over there. It's fine.
I don't make enough money to care about that.
617-779-7937. We are indeed recapping a little bit the weekend that was. Raffy Devers struck out. Things looked great. Aroldis Chapman dominated his ass, and then... Well, then he went deep on Saturday, and the Giants took Saturday and Sunday. The Red Sox lose the series, and now we're at a little bit of a crossroads, a confusion of emotions, I would say. Are you happy he's gone? Are you happy that's not an issue anymore? We need to get into Duran was ejected. Cora was ejected. Could Duran be traded? Boston Red Sox have a big series against the Angels to sort of salvage the emotion of this road trip. Don't let it peter out. 617-779-7937. That's up next. But before we get to that, and I haven't said this in a while.
Back in the field today, for your game, the type of player you are, how much does it benefit playing both sides of the ball?
Honestly, it's whatever. I mean, whatever the team needs, you know, AC wants to get to Roman out there to play some left field, and I'm willing to do whatever the team needs, you know. I mean, whatever AC tells me, I'm all on board for.
Oh, to be back at the Paradise Beach Bar.
What was your number one post up? That place, Paradise
Beach
Bar?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Did they know
beach
you
bar.
By name?
I don't think they knew me by name, because there was a rotating cast of bartenders different each day. I had Jedi, I had Tyron.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, you literally had somebody serve you drinks by the name of Jedi?
Yeah.
That's...
And we asked him, is it Jedi or Jedi? And he's like, whatever you want. We're like, well, it's your name.
It's definitely not Jedi.
It's 1,010% not Jedi. He does that for silly Americans.
He's like, you're tipping me what? Yeah, it's Jedi.
Guess where Jedi will be spending August 20th to September 20th?
Not Alderaan, because that got blown up.
Dartmouth.
No, Massachusetts.
Though. Oh, what?
He's got an aunt that lives up here. Well, if Trump lets him travel. Did I see that they might ban St. Lucian travel?
Why
to the
hell
US?
Would they ban St. Lucian travel?
No idea. But my guy Jedi, or Jedi, or whatever, however you want to say it.
How's it spelled? Did you ever?
J-E-D-I.
That's Jedi. That's
How
Jedi.
How do you know it's not Jedi?
It's not because it's not Jedi, it's J-E-T-T-Y.
This isn't English. I mean, it is, but it's like their English.
Oh, it's theirs. Oh, okay.
I'm easing back into my senses. It is English, but it's also a foreign country
right.
of English. Okay. Screw you guys. 617-779-7937. In my ear, Dan Ball said that's current and future former Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran.
Potentially former future Red Sox outfielder.
Are we okay going down that road? I heard the Jones and Keith boys talking about this, that... I think it was The Athletic says that Jaron Duran could be one of the better players available at the trade deadline.
On their article of the 30 people that could most likely be traded,
yeah.
Number one,
and we've
Jaron
been hearing
Duran.
This for weeks. We've already asked Cora about this like multiple times.
Dan, what did we say? Wasn't it Carabas who was also tweeting or wrote underdogged about this, leading you to say what? Informed speculation?
Yeah, they were discussing it on the most recent Section 10 podcast that Will Fleming and their group with Lou Merlone, and they all kind of have a group that will discuss certain rumors, and the Duran rumors and the team's feeling on trading Duran specifically seems to be shifting in recent weeks.
Fleming say that Jaron Duran can F off? Is that what he told them to do?
No, that would be Boston radio hosts.
But no, let's do the math.
He gone.
Let's do the math. If Will Fleming sat down in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio and told you that something big is going to happen in 2 weeks, and next thing you know, Rafael Devers is traded 2 weeks later, if Will Fleming and the sort of like baseball, you know, the Lou Merloninati, whatever, if they're all now saying like, oh, I could see this happening, he'll be gone.
It's like Scal. I have to be consistent. When Scal starts to talk about opening the door for a player to be traded, like he did a few years ago with Jaylen Brown, my guy, and he was doing it on NBC Sports Boston, I was like, that's signed off on. Like, he's allowed to talk about that because it's a realistic possibility. And come to find out, there were legitimate talks about trading Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant back in the day. And are you fighting with somebody
on
Twitch?
No, I'm just like, what is the Twitch, like the Twitch stream? Ship Durant. The F out of here, says rather be golfing 95.
Why are we angry at Duran? I mean, he's had a fallback year. He's not great.
Okay, do I get a
He's been in a defensive slump all year.
Yeah, and also offensively speaking, it's a huge part of playing defense, by the way.
They give you a glove to help you out. You should be able to catch the ball.
Back during spring training, this is a mea culpa. I probably should save this for the Take Tuesday segment, if you will.
Yes.
But I'm just going to give you your props now, back from vacation, Island Andy. During spring training, you said, is it not possible that Jaren Duran has a regression this year, that he's not as dynamic as he was last year? But I was so in on it. Plus, I was riding the wave of positive Jaren Duran talk about, you know, the clubhouse and everything, that I was so in on him as a future leader and tentpole of the Red Sox. I said, no way. Looks like I may be eating a nice slice of the humble pie.
See this? So for
what
me,
what is that supposed to
what is
be?
That is the weirdest dub I have ever seen.
We were
seen
doing that down there. We were like, let's take an excursion on the west side.
No wonder nobody was around you at the bar you guys were at.
So
throwing up gang signs down
could
there.
Be. So this dub represents the victory for me, Andy Wright again, and for you, it's the letter W that starts the word wrong.
I was just I'll eat the L.
You can eat the L while I eat the dub. Jaren Duran, though,
none of us
would be angry.
None of us
if he's traded, because that's waving the white flag.
No,
forget
it's not.
About the. Do tell.
Depending on what you get back.
What are they going to get back? Are they going to get an All-Star Game MVP? Are they going to get a guy who was a top 10 player in the American League last year, an MVP candidate, a guy who bats first? If you trade your second hitter, who's without a doubt your best hitter, and then you trade your first hitter, who right now might be your second best hitter, because I know Narvaez and some of these other guys, but like over the totality of a couple year span, Duran, if you trade your one and two guys, you don't think that's a waving of the white flag and saying, hey, see in 2026 when these young guys are ready to lead?
No, then you're committing to Anthony, Rafaela, and Willie Abreu in the outfield.
So you're waving the white flag.
I don't necessarily see it as a waving of the
white flag. You're
committing
to guys you don't want to play against lefties. I don't even know what you do. You're gonna have to play him against lefties.
Back to your pre-vacation point.
You don't
the only
think
way
that's
you can get better at
flag?
Lefties. No, depending on what the return is.
What do you think you're gonna get for you just traded Devers and you're not happy with the return, correct?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't
as
great.
Alex
great.
Not great.
But they did take $257 million off your hands, or whatever that is. A quarter of a billion
dollars. Let's go ahead and also just pump the brakes on, like, oh well, we'll spend it on Kyle Tucker. You
Why
don't
not?
Know what he's gonna cost.
Oh, he's going to go north of $500 million, I would guess. Dan Ball, is that number accurate?
At least four, yeah.
Okay, so at least 400.
400? Why would you get back in bed with another almost half a billion dollars?
Because that's
these
what...
contracts
because
are...
he's not a dink. Thank you.
How old is Kyle Tucker, Dan Ball? Would you mind stats and
27.
That?
No, 28. 29. I'm just guessing.
Wait.
29.
You can't throw
28.
Three. Okay.
Told ya! I threw three numbers out there that made sense. One of them was going to be
seven,
right.
Nine. My mother, my sister, my daughter.
Wait, you don't want them to sign high-priced players? You're the first person I've heard that.
No, these $400 or $500 million deals are stupid.
Why?
You're hamstringing your organization into...
So you don't want star players. You want to continue with the draft, develop, let them go model that's worked so well for the last 5 years.
There's going to have to... I believe there's going to have to be a paradigm shift with these. Baseball is not going to be able to exist, let alone thrive, in whatever regional, let alone national capacity.
You seen the
if
Yankees?
If they continue with these stupid contracts.
The Yankees okay?
Yeah. Who have they signed? How long was Aaron Judge's deal?
Forever.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's like 10 years, $440 million.
I think it's like 8 years, $400 million.
It's the same thing.
No, I would never go over 10. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter. Sign Kyle Tucker for whatever the hell he wants. Dan Ball, what do we got on Judge's contract? It was a massive deal.
9 year, 360.
Okay, 9 years.
That's
so we split the difference.
You want to do Soto 14 for $12 trillion?
No, Soto is the most high overpaid player in baseball. We talked about that. Soto took advantage of a market that Shohei Ohtani, a guy who pitches and hits, set, and then somehow a dumb owner was like, yeah, we'll give you the same
Ohtani's
contract.
Even Ohtani's deal is only a 10-year deal. And it's, you know what? It's a bargain.
I'm not sure it's going to be seen as a bargain in 30 years when they actually pay it or when it goes on the books or however that works.
That's never getting paid.
That's the way they can.
617-779-7937. Would you trade Jaren Duran? Is that a waving of the white flag? Fitzy says no. I says, if you trade Jaren Duran, you are absolutely giving up on the 2025 Boston Red Sox. And would you not sign a $300 million plus player with the slot that's been opened up with the Devers trade? There's a lot of... a lot of meat on the bone of what the hell Craig Breslow is going to do. And I guess the biggest question might be, do you even trust Craig Breslow to do what he's supposed to do or needs to do in the coming weeks, months, and years? A little Red Sox talk here to get things going on a Monday, a hot Monday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Saw him get off the plane and just kind of thought like, oh, no way. But it, like I said, like, it's Rafael Devers. Like, I was just shocked to see him leave the plane, but I napped most of the plane, so I didn't really have time to think about it. Me and Rob were always the best nappers on the plane, so we were right next to each other, passed out. So we didn't really have that much time to think about it.
A little Sublime, little summertime.
Good job, Andy.
Oh, I love Sublime. And Stiz with some good rejoins, although not getting me out of the vacay island life mentality. I'm back in the grind here.
So why not stay there? You're supposed, aren't you?
Oh,
you,
I wanted to.
Did you even vacation if you don't come back with a, hey, why can't every day have vacation vibes?
Well, it's a little bit of, and this is a philosophical question, and heck, we'll get into it right now. Why not?
Why not? What's the rush?
You know, little kids, oh, I wish it was Christmas every day. And as a parent, you're like, well, if it was Christmas every day, it wouldn't be special.
Also, we'd be broke.
Yeah, and I can't afford that. I mean, Santa can't afford that. But if you had vacation every day, it wouldn't be special.
Mm-hmm.
It would become, like, I probably, another week at the resort, I'd probably start to be like, do I have to go to the buffet and get three plates again?
The funny thing about that, I tend to disagree.
Yeah.
I really don't think basking in the sun gets old.
And it is tiring. That's the other thing.
But having a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exhausting.
When you drink 12 fruity drinks and lay in the sun.
The 15.
By like 9 o'clock, I'm like, I got to go to bed.
Now you're talking.
Hit the hot tub.
Now
like,
you're guy, you got to mix in every now and again. You got to mix in water.
Oh, there was one day. Remember the old, is it Tom Herman? The Texas coach who put up the pee meters in front of the urinals. And he's like, you're a bad teammate if your pee looks like this.
Yeah.
I was a bad teammate. I was a Raffy Devers one of those days. Really? I went to the bathroom and I was like, it was Gatorade coming out of me. I was
gross.
Like, honey, I think I'm dehydrated. She's like, you think? I get a lot of sarcasm from the wife at various points when I would have these like drinking related epiphanies and stuff. And you think?
You're setting a bad example for the children.
You think?
That's because your liver is the size of a goose.
Side question.
Mm-hmm.
So my son's 18.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep. I would have let him, sure.
Legal drinking age in St. Lucia is 18.
Yep.
Would you?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. Good. So it was interesting.
100%.
Shared my first beer, my first shot, and my first fruity drink with my son.
Oh, now, that's cool. Outstanding.
It was
pretty cool. And the funny thing, all in the same sitting.
No. And
do you put a limit on it, though?
Well, he sucks down his fruity drinks.
They're like, delicious.
All right. And you're like, hey, okay. You've never drank before. At least pretend you've never drank before.
This is not the Fitzy Five coming up at 5:30, which will have a tie-in to your vacation endeavor.
Okay.
Top five fruity drinks.
The Dirty Banana is great, but makes your belly hurt. The
Perfect Harmony. Should we just log off now?
You're on your own.
Okay.
The Smile and Wave.
What the hell are all these?
Oh, they
I'm looking
had,
for like Miami Vice, Colada, oh, no, daiquiri, they had, margarita.
Well, a lot of theirs are like a daiquiri and a margarita with a rum float on top.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Pour rum on top. You know, those
see, the,
types of
my
things.
Favorite, the half Colada, half strawberry daiquiri, the Miami Vice, that's the goat.
Okay, that was good. I mean, I made it my goal to try, and they also had different menus at every bar. Like the swim up pool bar had a totally different menu than the beach bar. And I tried to make my way through all of them.
What
and
about
was,
the painkiller? I was just, did you find the painkiller?
I forgot, and it wasn't on any of their menus, okay. And I didn't know what it was, so I didn't want them to be like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know. Stiz told me to order it.
It was a quiz with Stiz.
Yeah. You know, you must listen. It's very popular on the internet. I'm sure you've seen it on
socials.
You're
telling me Jedi doesn't listen to the quiz with Stiz? That's too bad.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is it pronounced Stiz or Stuz or Stiz?
I don't know. It wasn't English,
Stiz.
According
okay,
to
Okay, I have a side question to your side question. Stiz. Dan, you may have. Stiz, have you ever been to a swim-up pool bar?
I have not.
All right, we need to endeavor that. We need to make this happen.
Great.
There is one in Florida, I believe, in what's the city next to where we are, West Palm?
Margaritaville.
Oh, man.
Where we are?
Delray. So yes. I believe there is one in Delray.
Old friend of the old Maddie and Nick show, Mike Wendt lives down there. He'll take care of you.
Well, Mike.
Go visit, yeah.
The real next level swim up is in Vegas now. Some of the casinos have swim up tables where you can swim up and play blackjack or
that's dangerous.
That's next level.
How do you carry money?
Yeah, I'm guessing you probably have some sort
wristband,
of plastic
the old
card. The dangerous Disney wristband where your kids can spend Lord knows what in a very quick amount of time. The Jaron Duran thing, though. I teased it. And I didn't lose all my teasing and hosting. Oh, you got a vertical horror. Make sure you tease this. Cora will be at 5:30 on Tuesday.
Long question, good question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you don't believe that if they trade Jaron Duran, there will be an outcry of they gave up on the season? Like people are done waving the white flag?
Well, he is the favorite player of a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I think many more people like or prefer Jaron Duran to Rafael Devers.
He has a more passionate fan following than Rafi Devers ever did.
But don't 100%. You think the yield that he could return is greater for some of your most immediate needs, given the potential outfield glut and what you're looking to
do
in the future.
So do you believe you would get major league? Because I think you're more likely
I'm not
prospects.
Paid for. I have not heard from anyone on this. I'm just speculating.
I think it's an absolute waving of the white flag, and it's an admission. You did get it right. It's a youth movement.
Yeah.
It would be, now we're just focused on Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell, fingers crossed, comes back and doesn't stay in Worcester mm-hmm. kind of thing. And that's
hopefully
what you
comes
are doing.
Back as a first baseman.
But I think that is the ultimate way. If you trade your first batter and your second batter, and they're your two best batters, I don't know how you can. I don't care what you get in return. Unless you get a legitimate, you know, De La Cruz or like somebody like some star. And you're not going to. I was just being exaggerative.
Sure.
But, I mean, Jaron Duran, coming into this year, you thought he was basically a star.
Yeah, he was eighth in the MVP voting
so
last year.
So are you getting a star in return
well,
for
why
Jaron
is he,
Duran?
Why is he under? You should be able to get you should be able to get both prospects that you hope developmentally,
but that's a waving of the white flag,
and people that can contribute now.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that double dip. I don't think you can get a representative return.
Well, why do you think he's the top of the 30 players the Athletic believes can be traded, and
Roman
why would
Anthony
the Red Sox want to move on?
And Rafaela and Abreu,
all
they're going
control.
Youth movement. Yeah. And the fact that he has a year and a half left at least under control, and so you don't have to, he's not
Duran
a rental.
Has 2 years
you don't
left.
Have to pay him right yeah. away. Like, there's reason for him to, and he was the All-Star Game MVP, and he was a very, very good baseball player over the last 2+ years. Even this year, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not the All-Star MVP. What,
yeah, but what's
caliber.
Going on? Why isn't he performing at the same? I mean, he caught fire in June last year and then just went on an absolute
well,
rip.
I mean,
but he
so,
was better.
Rafi refused to play first base, and all the texts I got said, just let him hit. Don't want to put him in the field because it might hurt his hitting. Is there any chance that Jaron Duran isn't all that comfortable in left field and that the mess-ups in the field are carrying over into the batter's box and there's some sort of emotional or whatever? If it works for Rafi, if fielding and offense are tied together for Rafi, could they be tied together for Jaron Duran and you took his position away?
Yeah, I got to tell you.
He was a center fielder.
I don't
Maybe
love,
he likes center field.
I don't love how much fiddling around with the lineup, not just where people bat, but where people play. Like, I just want to see the same.
But that's not his excuse. He's been the left fielder primarily this year. He used to be the center fielder.
I think he likes center field more.
I think he likes it more, too. And he certainly doesn't look comfortable. And I think Dan Ball had some numbers, geeky numbers with this, or I don't know. But he doesn't look comfortable, especially at Fenway Park, going to his right. Did you have numbers or did we just observe that, Dave?
Yeah, he's tied for the worst outfielder in the league going forward and to his backhand, essentially like going towards the wall.
Going towards
foul territory. And that's home in a way, but him not being able to be a wild child like he is in center field and just running 110% everywhere seems to be screwing with his focus a little bit when he's tracking fly balls.
Or it could be as simple as he had a nice year plus, and that's not necessarily who he is in totality at the major league level, that he's a good, not great player, that he's not going to be an MVP candidate, that he's not going to be an all-star MVP.
Outfield mishaps were part of his game before last year.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things of his game.
The ball that got lost in center field is the one that almost got
you ever catch a ball at twilight at Fenway Park?
Tons.
Till you do, don't talk to him about that.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
Then what are we doing here?
Exactly.
That's true. We've never done a lot of the things we talk about, but 617-779-7937. It's 3 o'clock on a Monday. Island Andy is back, and boy, did I miss this, or at least I'll pretend I missed it. It's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the 3-point stance on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.